You're listening to SBS News.
Standing on the roof of her destroyed home, Mukta Bibi is trying to salvage her belongings. When the rain came, she and her children had to flee in a hurry, only taking what they could carry. And now it's safe to return, but there isn't much left.
Rain and floods struck us at the same time. I had to save my children. I ran with the children, but where could I go? My house has collapsed. I am now on the road with my children. We don't have a roof over our heads.
When the 51-year-old says she's on the road, she means it quite literally. Her family is camping beneath an overturned donkey cart. Their only privacy is coming from clothes fashioned into a screen.
What can I do except cry? I don't know where to go. I'm helpless. I have a fever. We have nothing to eat. My son is sick. I have to take care of my children and my grandchildren too. We have no roof over our heads. I have no one but God to help me.
The floodwaters have peaked in Pakistan, but the damage from the catastrophic monsoon season is estimated at $10 billion. Mukta's home is one of the more than a million destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of livestock have perished, and much of the nation's farmland is underwater, prompting fears food shortages could become critical. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, alongside the Pakistani government, has launched an appeal for $160 million in aid. The funds will provide 5 million people with emergency food, water, and healthcare.
The Pakistani people are facing a monsoon on steroids, the relentless impact of epochal levels of rain and flooding. The climate catastrophe has killed more than 1,000 people, with many more injured.
Mr. Guterres urged international leaders to take note as the disaster in Pakistan is one of the worst flooding events in the country's history.
Let's stop sleepwalking towards the destruction of our planet by climate change. Today, it is Pakistan. Tomorrow, it could be your country.
Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif pledged transparency for every dollar donated.
Every penny will be spent in a very transparent fashion. Every penny will reach the needy. There will be no waste at all.
The nation's leader fears the disaster will further derail the economy, already buckling under the weight of food shortages and soaring inflation. Mr. Sharif told reporters he is working with Russia to secure wheat imports. The United States will provide $30 million of aid. The State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel says the U.S. remains Pakistan's largest donor.
With these funds, USAID partners will prioritize urgently needed support for food, nutrition, multi-purpose cash, safe water, improved sanitation and hygiene, and shelter assistance. A USAID disaster management specialist arrived in Islamabad on Monday to assess the impact of the floods and coordinate with partners on response efforts.
Australia will provide $2 million in aid. Lucy Murray, SBS News.